Biblical repentance is a work of God. This is perhaps the most important feature of biblical repentance that we need to understand. We cannot wash over this, and this is being made evident to us in the text of Scripture in 2 Samuel. Chapter 12 begins by saying, "And the Lord sent Nathan to David." Now, a few weeks ago when we were studying chapter 11, we made a big deal about David sending. David sent Joab into the battlefield. David sent servants to find out about Bathsheba. David sent for Bathsheba. David sent for Uriah, Bathsheba's husband. David sent execution orders to Joab. And when Uriah was killed, David sent for Bathsheba again and brought her into his house as his wife. David's sending was a sign of his power, his unquestioned, unrivaled authority. There was no mistaking who was in control in chapter 11 as far as what was playing out among the characters involved. David had the power. But now, chapter 12 begins, the Lord sent Nathan to David. And this is the message that we're to pick up on. David has shown off his power, his authority, but now God is about to show his power and his authority over David. David had been under the conviction of conceit. I deserve this. And then he'd been under the conviction of convenience. I need to change my methods in order for this situation to work out. But now he was about to be laid low under the conviction of the Word of God. David had spent 9 months full of tears and fears, but it wasn't until the Lord sent Nathan that David was ready to repent. My friends, biblical repentance, godly grief, is not something we manufacture. You can't plan for it, you can't create it, you can't fake it. Biblical repentance, just like all of salvation, is a work of the Lord from start to finish. As you pray today, please remember Danny and Rita Ballard, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Zenza LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.